As so many people have been focusing in this very unique time in our lives on appreciating what we have, they are all coming a step closer to acquiring Torah. Because the 26th of the Kinyani Torah is Hasameach Bechalko. We are also appreciative now of the health that we have, of the lives that we have, the families, the homes, the wealth, the Torah learning that we have. A person who is Ohev Kesef Lo Yisba Kesef, the Gemara tells us, the more a person has, the more he wants. Marbe Nechasim, Marbe De'aga, a person has more property, more possessions, and the more he has to worry about it. And with all of that worry comes less focus on Torah learning. Whereas, Hizaharu B'vnei Anihim, the Gemara tells us that we have to be so careful with the children of the impoverished, because Mehem Yatzah Torah, they're the ones who are going to lead us in the next generation of Torah learning. Chacham Avadia was born into abject poverty, and he lived for decades through abject poverty. When he wanted to print the second volume of Yabia Omer, he had no money to pay for it. And suddenly his wife shows up with more than enough money. She brought him all of her savings and said, of course you should put this into your sefer. Chacham Avadia's wife, Rabbani Margalit Yosef, was offered the hand of many wealthy boys, and she turned them all down because she saw that they weren't B'nai Torah. But when she saw this Ovadia Yosef, who the Rosh Yeshiva of Prat Yosef had only amazing, incredible things to say about, she immediately said yes. And when they got married, they only had a one-room apartment. One room meaning that was their bedroom, their kitchen, their dining room, their living room, everything. It had a closet, a table, beds. From wall to wall, it was full, and with one oil lamp to light the room. They lived in such poverty, and Ravadia kept learning. The poverty forced them to Mitzrayim, where Ravadia had to be the rabbi of Cairo, and that was not easy either. And then they came back to Yerushalayim after a while, and they were still poor. They didn't even have money to buy notebooks for Ravadia's Chidushim. They had to send their children to learn at yeshiva at masmidims, at night learning programs, so that they would win notebooks as prizes and bring them back for their father to write his chidushim in. And through, Rav Avadia was sameach bechalko. They didn't even have cutlery. They took turns eating. And the rabbanit used to say, even though all of it was her zechut, that she made it all happen, she used to say that by saba you can say, he was zochel l'kayim et ha-Torah me'oni, and now he's mekayim me'osher. Wherever we may be, in our homes, in our states, in our financial and spiritual states, we have to realize that we have to be sameach b'chalko. Whatever financial state we might find ourselves in right now, we have to realize that one of the keys to success is ha-sameach b'chalko. If we want to raise our own spirits about it, we can do it. There have been many people who have been in worse situations, and they've pulled through and become Gedolei Olam. We can do it too. An additional interpretation, a person who is Sameach Bechelko Vatorah. We might not be able to learn a full day anymore, and I can tell you I feel the pain. My wife can tell you how much I feel the pain. I can't learn a full day anymore. But we should realize that Echad HaMarbe V'Echad HaMamit, I'm speaking to myself, Echad HaMarbe V'Echad HaMamit, Uvilvad Shichavin Libo L'Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us different opportunities these days, different things to focus on, but as long as we keep plumbing and learning as much as we can, it's all Lashem Shemaim, we're doing our best. And if we find that we're not succeeding, it's okay, don't rush. Learning is done le'at le'at. We learn a little bit, over time it grows and grows and grows, and we'll remember it better than if we try to learn it all in one shot. It's better, the Vilna Gaon used to say, it's better to be a Baki in one Masechet than to know them all poorly. And more than that, a person should realize what he's supposed to be focusing on. The Ben Ish Chai was asked about somebody who wanted to pray with the Kavanot of the Arizal. The Ben Ish Chai said, Tzadik, focus on what you're supposed to learn right now. If you're not satiated with Kol HaTorah Kula yet, Kabbalah is not for you. Don't get involved. You should be Sameach Bechalkecha. You should be learning Niglet right now, not Nistar. Stay away for now. And we should be happy with what we can learn. And we should be happy that we are learning. And Bezat Hashem will be happy that our children and all of our descendants will be learning. Chacham Avadia used to be so happy when he would write a Haskama for his grandchildren. Because he knew that he has colleagues whose descendants are not going in the path of the Torah Mitzvot. So with all that in mind, take some time today. Appreciate what we have. And with that simcha, go learn more Torah.